Hey, let's do the birthday scam.
Steve, who had his van in, bought a used van, and he took it in for some service, and they gave him a loaner.
A loaner, which he went traveling out of state with.
They gave him a brand new minivan and went camping in Oklahoma. Brought it back with a cracked windshield and full of mud. Listen how he lies about where he took it, though. As we call Steve on his birthday to scam him.
Hello?
Is this Steven?
Yes, it is.
Hey, this is Bob from. How are you today?
I'm doing fine.
I'm calling about the recent work that we did on your van.
Mm-hmm.
Involving the loaner that we gave you before.
Okay.
We had given you a brand new minivan.
Mm-hmm.
And it came back with a lot of miles on it.
Yeah, and the reason why it came back with a lot of miles on it is because it took you 3 weeks to get me my van back.
All right.
I repeatedly called over there to check on my status of my van, and nobody could tell me what the hell's going on.
Let's just concentrate on the problem of the mileage right now. We usually, you know, allow 100, 150 miles a week.
Oh, 100, 150 miles, they can cut it.
Well, this to me...
And irregardless, you had my van for 3 weeks, okay?
All right, let's talk about the mileage.
I said I wanted it back.
If we could just talk about the mileage, it looks to me like you took it someplace, especially the condition it came back.
What's wrong with the condition?
Muddy, dirty, and then
we went camping one weekend. Yeah,
where?
Up by Dallas. I mean, I told them I wanted the van back, and they didn't get it back to me.
Sir, we didn't give you a new van to take a trip in. That was just so you could get back and forth to work.
I was very clear when I brought it in that I was going out of town.
We don't issue people new vehicles so they can go on vacation in them.
Okay. Well.
And plus,
you know,
the windshield was cracked.
Okay, you want me to get that fixed? I'll be more than happy to take it somewhere.
Well, here's what we're looking at. We're going to need to charge you mileage for the van.
I'm not going to pay for any mileage.
That would be approximately at the rate of 28 cents a mile. We're looking in the neighborhood of $560 for the mile.
Okay, I am not going to pay that.
Now.
No way.
Now, the windshield is another $500. So that's $1,060 that we're going to need to charge you.
All I know is you had my vehicle for 3 weeks, okay?
Uh-huh.
First of all, let's go back to the very beginning of this.
Do we have to?
Okay?
Do we have to go back to the beginning?
Yeah, let's go back to the beginning.
I have a lot of people to call.
What is your title there?
I'm Assistant Customer Service Director.
Okay.
You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take my key ring out. I'm going to come over to your van when you bring it in tomorrow and just key the hell out of it.
Is this Dean and Raj?
Maybe that'll teach you not to take a brand new van and drive it to California or wherever you went. Or maybe what you should do is call your wife and thank her for the birthday scam.
Yeah, Dallas, huh? Uh-huh. More like Oklahoma, wasn't it?
Well, it was close.
Yeah, Dallas. You said close to Dallas. I'm thinking, yeah, I guess if you're looking at a map.
To Dallas on the way there, I think. Remember that.
Yeah. If you look on the globe, it's kind of close.